At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing good, doing good. Good weekend in New York, good game yesterday, so hopefully show up today, pitch again. I think that's the most important thing, and win the series and enjoy the off day.
How's the first couple days of the Roman Anthony experience going here? And the whole Anthony family, I guess. They were right next to you there at the dugout.
Yeah. It's good. You know, we've been talking about this kid for a while. You see him play, and you're like, okay, you know, this can get interesting now. I think lineup-wise, what he brings to the equation is something that we got a few of them, right? But we don't have many of them. We swing a lot, and he doesn't swing that much. He can catch up with a four-seamer. We got a few guys that struggle with that. So it creates balance. I talked to him yesterday. You know, I was like, don't, you know, you come here and do your part, you know? And obviously everybody's talking about him. He's all over the place. But the way he goes about his business is real, you know? Like he doesn't get too high or too low. Think about it. He missed a ball in right field. They score. You see him in the dugout, and it's like nothing happened. You know, move on to the next play. Yesterday, he hits the double. You see him at second, and it's like, yeah, I'm supposed to do this, which is awesome. And I think he brought energy to the equation too. The vibe in the stadium was you felt it. You know, even the first day, and that we made the decision like around 4 o'clock. You know, and it was like, oh, okay, people are really interested now. So we'll see where he takes us.
You after the game a couple nights ago, after that, yeah, that infield error, I found it very interesting just kind of how you said, you know, he didn't look like it fazed him. And I've always said to guys, look, the guys that play the longest are the guys that can forget their mistakes and move on.
Yes.
Just the mindset of Anthony, his at-bats, the way he approached that error after that, he's got an elite type of mindset, right?
I believe so. And I think the organization knew this when they made the decision to draft him. Just being around him, not this year. This year, you know, he was with us. Last year, he came up to 4 or 5 games to big league camp, and he was always the first one in the dugout. He always, you know, wanted to learn something about the game. He didn't start. He was there just paying attention, and you see it. And the three of them are very different. I hate, you know, I don't want people to compare them, you know, like Marcelo is Marcelo, Roman is Roman, and KC is KC. But in this case, with Roman, we feel very comfortable that whatever challenge comes up, he's going to be able to handle it. It might take a little bit, but he'll understand that. He'll ask questions. He'll work at it. You know, we talked about his defense 2 days ago, and yesterday he made a catch. It was a 25% catch probability. And he made a great play, and then he went back and made the play. So we're going to keep coaching him, helping him out, but I think this kid is going to help us win games.
He's got aura, for sure. He definitely has something.
There's a presence, right?
Yeah. You know, they talk about when certain people walk, David Ortiz had it, for, you know, certain presidents, whatever, superstars, they walk through the room, you're like, the temperature changes. He's got the aura. You talk about the difference in energy in the stadium, and I'm sure that's probably coming through in the clubhouse as well. And should have had a hit the first night, except he lined it off the pitcher's backside at 111 exit velocity on that awesome first RBI. And then on a second night in front of his family, with the weight of all that expectations, game-winning RBI, double, and then makes a web gem. You weren't surprised at all that he had that kind of impact that quickly, were you?
No. He's a good player. He is. The three of them are. But with him, the thing that really caught my attention in spring training this year, first big league camp, if I was him, oh, let me swing the bat, let me hit homers, let me show Alex and the group that this is what I do. It was the other way around. He was taking his walks. You know, like there was one game he went, I think we went to Philly, I want to say, to Clearwater, three walks, three at-bats, three walks. You know, usually the kids, they want to swing, right?
Ripping it,
No. He stayed the course. There's a process, and he's very calm in the batter's box, and that's the thing that impresses me.
Okay, you know it's coming. I read some of your quotes about him and Marcelo not hitting against lefties. Is that indeed the plan? They're not going to hit against lefties? How does a plan like that come about, and why does it come about?
No, I mean, there's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have, we have to understand that we got Romy and Ref. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the fifth, right, in the sixth inning. But then with two outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, oh, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit. I think the difference now, knowing that we have Roman, we got Marcelo, it plays into our advantage. Now, when we're going to use Ref? You know, it might be for Marcelo. It might be for Roman. Maybe for JD with the bases loaded and one out. You know, like now we can play the game of, okay, mixing and matching, especially with teams like this that they have three lefties. Okay, if you're going to mix and match, we're going to maximize our roster. And I think it's a complete roster. Obviously, with time, we're going to have to make decisions when Willie comes back. But as of now, we're very comfortable with who we have. And we'll pick and choose when they're going to start against lefties.
Alex, you guys have won four out of the last six, and a big reason for that is the starting pitching. Luis Giolito goes seven. You got Brian Bello, who had two good outings in his last couple. Hunter Dobbins had a good outing a few games ago. Are you starting to see the starting pitching starting to maybe perform the way that you had hoped before the season started?
Yeah, this is four in a row that we have a solid one, right? Crochet, Dobbins, Bello, and Lucas yesterday. We got Walker today. We expect him to go deep into the game. And that's the way you gain traction, right? To win 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, you know, you have to pitch. It's very hard to come back every night. It's very hard to score 8 or 10 runs at this level. So the 3-1 game yesterday, it was a challenge for the offense, but double with two strikes, home run, 3-1. Let's go. You know, I'll take those. I prefer, you know, don't get me wrong, I like when we hit.
Yeah.
I like when we hit, but I'm feel very confident with the group when we start pitching. And we did it for 15 days in a row early in the season. We won a lot of games. The last four have been solid. We got Walker today. Hopefully he goes deep. We got the off day, and then we got the big boy going on Friday to start the Yankee series.
Heading into the Tampa series, the first inning ERA was over 7. So
yeah,
Obviously that's something,
mm-hmm,
point of emphasis. But back to Roman sticking around with the team and what's going to happen with Willie or Abreu. I think you had said that nothing had been ruled out regarding Christian Campbell. Like, is there any truth to reports that maybe he may get a stint in AAA sometime soon?
No, we'll make decisions when we have to. Obviously, this league is based on performance, right? And
yeah,
it's not always the 330. It's what we see numbers-wise. You know, are we hitting the ball hard? Are we controlling the strike zone? Are we playing good defense, running the base as well? So it's going to be a tough decision coming up. We know that, you know. But first things first, let's get Willie healthy. And it looks like he's going to swing the bat on Friday. We had a pretty good idea this was going to be the case. He was going to miss this one. So that's three. And then the off day, that's four. So give him a break to bounce back and be ready for, I think it's the Seattle series, if I'm not mistaken. No, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Last couple days, you've gotten some of those Jaron Duran plays where it's like the fastest kid in Little League. He's like, the ball's 4 feet away. I'm going for it. Mm-hmm. How important can those plays be to this baseball team? Because last night was a game, you just mentioned it, a 3-1 win. Felt like maybe your cleanest, most complete game of the year, and Jaron Duran being aggressive is kind of part of that makeup of this team.
Yes, and that's how we played early in the season. We were stealing bases, taking advantage of situations. Then there for a while, we struggled offensively, and we tried to do too much running the bases. We got thrown out a few times, so we have to slow it down. But now that things are starting to get going, expect us to be more aggressive, take advantage of situations. Obviously, it's always the opponent. We're not going to do that against Kansas City. They're freaking great at holding runners and doing all that stuff. But we'll pick and choose. But when he's playing at that level with that energy, it erupts with everybody, you know. And that was fun to watch yesterday. You know, as soon as he got up, I was like, oh, shoot, yep, he's doing it. And he did it. Yeah.
Was that one of those no, no, no? Okay.
Yeah. There's a few that are like, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
Alex, we interviewed you at the end of April. We were out in Green Bay for the NFL draft, and I remember asking you a question about Trevor Story and just his body language, and that's his bat was hot then. And it's cooled off after that a little bit, but the last 10 games, it's on fire again. Just what are you seeing from Trevor Story in the last 10 games at the plate that has got you happy?
I think catching up with the fastball. That's the most important thing. That's something he did early in the season. Then he struggled in the second month, and now he's back to that. When he's on time and hitting fastballs, he's able to lay off off-speed pitches. He hits the ball all over the place. And, you know, the last 10 days, like you said, I think he started in Milwaukee. He had a great at-bat against their closer. Then he went to Atlanta, put some good swings. Strikeouts are going to be part of his game. We know that, you know, but how he's striking out. You know, right now he's not chasing. You know, he's probably taking some pitches that he cannot handle, you know, with two strikes, and that's good, you know, on the edges, and we can accept that. But earlier in the count, he's getting to the fastball, and defensively, I think he has gained some confidence, and we made some adjustments positioning-wise, and we put him in a better spot now, and he's playing great.
Does that affect the hitting when you're playing?
I think it goes both ways. You know, like right now, you see him walking around, and you know, he looks, you know, the real Trevor
Story.
Gotcha.
How about that bat flip last night after he ripped that one over?
Yeah, you know what? Cool with that? Trevor, he's a humble kid. You know, like very quiet. But if you go back to Colorado, you know, when he was hitting 30, 35. There was a lot of bat flips, a lot of them. Yeah, so
it was good.
We don't mind that. We don't mind that.
Yeah, it's a vibe now.
He actually dropped the oof. I think so, right?
And you know, it's funny because it was in the preseason, I believe, at an avail at JetBlue that Bregman said the most important player on the offense to me is Trevor Story, and look, now he's coming around, and more wins are coming through. Obviously, pitching helps as well. Speaking of Bregman, any update? How's he doing?
Doing good. Doing good. He has this target day in his mind. He's not telling anybody, but the progress has been good. You know, actually, he should be out in a little bit for his run progression. One thing about this kid, man, like, you know how it is. Like, sometimes you're in the IL and you feel like you're not part of the team and you just want to hide and be in the training room and not help people. It's the other way around. This guy, he's locked in with the pitching plan, with defensive plans, just trying to help everybody. The first one to show up to take care of his body, and then he'll stay, you know, just to help everybody. We got a bunch of guys like that, but, you know, he went to New York. He wanted to make a point, you know, and we talk a little bit about that. I like, what do you think? You know, like, Houston, New York is a big one, you know, since 2017, they crushed those guys up there. And I was like, what you got? He's like, no, it's different. You know, Boston, New York is a lot different, and he enjoyed it.
Alex, before we let you go, I know you know how the media works, and we've already started reading trade deadline stories and projections and who should be targeting who, and you guys are a team that's underachieved. So from afar, people perceive that as, well, we could go poach a couple players off their teams. Without getting into specific players, how do you deal with that in the clubhouse? Do you talk to guys individually? Do you proactively go to them? Do you talk to the team? Like, how do you deal with those rumors that are going to just start coming?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that right now, to be honest with you. I saw a few. I was like, man, like, yeah, it's just starting. Right?
I read one this morning. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, this is too early. But obviously, that's something we cannot control. You know, I think we're very honest with players. One thing, and I think I said it in the show here a few weeks ago, that part, you know, like I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, oh. So don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
And Alex, if somebody wanted to get Hunter Dobbins a 4-pack of beer for something he may have said recently, how do I do that?
Just knock on the door and drop it off.
I mean, come on. You had to have loved that.
You know what I love? You know, everything that happened, I don't even know this. I mean, like, there's so many things out there that I'm like, what is this? But he shows up on Sunday, gives up the homer, kept pounding strike zone. He went 5 in a game that we needed, and then he'll be ready for the next one here. The kid, he's built different, to be honest with you. You know, he's not afraid. He knows he's good, and what he did on Sunday was special.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us as we
thank you guys
each and every always week. Good luck tonight. Hopefully we start stringing them together, keep that momentum going. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoon.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night at Fenway Park 3-1. Roman Anthony picked up his first big league hit, driving in 2 runs with a double in the first inning. Boston and Tampa play the rubber game tonight, first pitch at 7:10. Walker Buehler against Zach Littell on the mound. Here is your lineup for tonight. Jaron Duran in left, Rafael Devers your DH, Abraham Toro at first, Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, Roman Anthony back out in right field with Trevor Story at short, Marcelo Meyer at third, Christian Campbell at second, and then Don Rafaela is in center field, batting ninth. You can listen to tonight's game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the game. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Indiana. The series between the Pacers and Thunder is tied at a game apiece. Tip-off for that one is at 8:30. From earlier today, the Celtics announced that Jaylen Brown underwent a successful right knee arthroscopic procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without any limitation. Meanwhile, Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tomorrow night in Florida. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-1. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. Patriots players were in the building for the final day of minicamp today, but the team did not officially practice, with head coach Mike Vrabel saying the team will, quote, be out on the field, will be lifting and running and meeting. And finally, the 125th U.S. Open Championship begins tomorrow at Oakmont Country Club in Pennsylvania. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, and Rory McIlroy are the top 3 betting favorites to win the tournament. We all love the word free, so does Awaken 180. Medication-free, side-effect-free, and free support for life. Feeling great shouldn't come with an expiration date. Find your long-term solution at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up live from Fenway Park right after this.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
WEEI Afternoons broadcasting today live from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales Event. Red Sox send Fitzy's favorite pitcher, Walker Buehler.
That's right.
To the mound. Looking to win when he goes to the mound because of late... It has not been great when he goes to the mound.
Well, he's been falling guilty. He's been falling victim to the first inning syndrome. Just getting absolutely shellacked early on, giving the team no chance to win, or at least putting them behind the proverbial eight ball baseball. I mean, you don't go to the Bronx, give up a quick five spot in the first and say, all right, guys, go get him. I put you in the best spot to win. That ain't going to work.
We're working with an 8-10 ERA for Walker Buehler this season in the first inning, and then maybe the perfect microcosm of what's wrong with the Red Sox, 0.90 in the second inning. So it really is that start to the game, and then he settles in right after.
How the hell? Okay. How can you not find someone to get you in the right mindset for the start of the game?
You want to slap him? Like that guy on the Jags used to do, the strength coach used to hit John Henderson, slap him before he took the field?
I didn't know that, and B, I'm not sure if that's legal, unless, of course, he signs a consent form.
That's assault, brother.
Maybe Walker Buehler's the type of guy that would be into that.
I don't want to judge him, but based on his recent performances, why not try it?
He may actually deserve one.
I'm looking at his baseball reference page. This is sort of Dan Ball's world when I deviate a little bit from the runs, earn runs, hit.
You pause just enough to where your brain, I think, thought being like, this is where the nerds live, but okay.
So if you go to the far right part of the stat line, that I have no idea what they mean, but I can't think it's good that he had a negative 6.022 RE24 stat in his last start.
There's no chance that...
Because in his other starts where he was actually decent...
Negative 6.0
RE24? Bad, way bad.
RE24 sounds like an experimental drug.
He had a negative 0.391 WPA as well, which is significantly worse than a lot of his others. He was bad. He's been bad. How you feeling about him?
I'm not feeling incredibly
You loved him
confident.
Coming into the year.
I still do. I haven't broken up with him. Whitlock and I broke up. Slayton.
Seven runs?
I had to block
two innings?
I had to block Slayton on my phone. Everything. Yeah.
So
terrible.
if I
Walker
ask,
Buehler and I, we're still okay.
5-1-8
ERA. What are you doing, guy?
We talked about it earlier. Bayo, Dobbins, Giolito, they're trending in the right direction. We're getting better outings, longer outings, going deeper in games. And do we feel like that trend can continue tonight with Walker Buehler? And can we, if it does continue... Do we credit Roman Anthony for it?
Always.
You have to.
Anthony family, the next royal family of Boston.
You're correct. They are already the royal family.
I know we're mocking it, but there was a close-up in the dugout last night of somebody rubbing their bat on Trevor Story because he's been so hot of late and they wanted to get some of that heat.
Why wouldn't
you? So it's not like it's stupid to say Roman Anthony could take credit for Walker Buehler, a veteran World Series winning pitcher, having a bounce back performance. But this is baseball. They're all nuts. They all think weird things. They change their shorts, their underwear, their stirrups, you know, to try to change things. So it's not crazy to think.
Last two starts, by the way, May 31st at the Braves. 5 2/3 for Walker, 10 hits, 5 runs. including that awful sequence where he threw a breaking ball. It was hit 900 feet, and he said, you know what? That was a foul ball. Why don't I give him a little bit better of a pitch to hit 450 feet? And then, of course, throws that first pitch fastball to Acuna, which just gets absolutely smashed. I think that outing was almost worse, even though he went two and gave up seven runs, five earned against the Yankees. He's ice cold right now.
He's not good.
As not very.
But other guys, I mean, we can be honest now. I was honest yesterday.
Finally?
I had no faith in Giolito last night. And
went
out there and pitched really well. So, you know, you can have no faith in Walker
Buehler. Saint Anthony.
Right. Saint Anthony is here. The Anthony band is here. They're apparently been on the field, according to Ted Johnson, watching batting practice.
You know who was out there?
I think it's a little weird. Why are they watching
batting
practice?
Well, because they were doing media, because there's obviously a crush on them. And guess who was interviewing them?
Rob Bradford.
Yay, baseball.
All right. It's not boring.
You know who they need as their PR guy?
Who? Who's that?
Rafi Devers.
Huh. No.
Okay. Because they can jump the shark. Your three-point stance that they're the next great American Boston sports family.
Yep.
Love them. That's a fine line to walk, because you can jump a shark and all of a sudden people are like, why am I seeing so much of you?
Are
you
everywhere?
Why are there interviews?
How many right now?
Is his sister going to be an influencer? Is she going to
probably already is.
Into Instagram?
What's the sister's
100%.
Name? Stanley, what do you know what the sister's name is? You've been stalking her online all day.
Leah.
I knew it.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I took a random guess.
No. She's a lovely looking lady.
So are you crazy enough down the rabbit hole of stalking
yes.
her to know how many followers she increased from last night to today?
I mean, she may or may
one.
Not have gained 2,000 in a matter of a few hours.
Stiz.
Actually, I think now it's
Leah.
Up to four.
Stiz, his sister's name is Leah.
Yes.
Yeah. L-I-A, Leah.
Yeah, Leah.
Are you guys fighting?
Oh, stop with my Boston,
please. Name?
All right. Well, my
Boston. I'm not
accent.
Boston. I'm not Bostonifying you. I'm saying,
but yeah, she has gained over 4,000 Instagram followers since last
See?
Night.
See, I told you he'd know.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. But I do think they need to be careful, because you can oversaturate the
Okay, so my question
exposure.
Is how many.
No, I don't think she can.
Okay, first, you know what's going to happen? We're going to see her sometime soon. We'll see the family within the next 48 hours. On the Instagram of Stiz, what's the Italian restaurant where the guy, handsome gentleman, bald head, always poses with the hands folded behind his back? What's the most, like, not
Polcari's?
No, that's in Woburn. Oh, never mind.
Maggiano's?
I can finish Ted's thoughts. I can't finish yours. I can only
okay.
do so
anyway.
Much.
All right.
What was your point?
My point is I can already imagine all these Italian restaurants and places in town just thinking like, oh, we got to get the Anthony family in.
People are already comparing him to the whole Tommy Cutlets thing with the Giants. And
correct.
That whole... Now, remember, that also went south because he bag-jobbed an autograph signing or something.
No, his agent asked for too much money
yeah.
to go to a pizzeria. That
local
they wanted
guy,
like
Sean Spilotto, could be listening.
They wanted 20 grand. You know, he's also Jonas Gray's agent.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah,
nope. That was me.
He thought he had a cash in there, and then well,
not table. What is the restaurant I'm thinking of?
Can I make a quick Walker Buehler point?
Please
Aria,
do, because I
bad.
Don't even care about
my
his point
bad.
Anymore.
Aria is a fabulous restaurant. I guarantee you, they'll be at Aria in the next 48 hours, and then there'll be other places reaching out like, "Hey, come to town, eat with the Anthony's eight, mangia bene at Dan Ball's Trattoria."
Seems offensive. Dan Ball, did you have a less offensive point?
Yes, if we were just quickly hitting on Walker Buehler before we move on. He kind of outwardly complained a couple of starts ago about how much data that the pitching staff looks through when
Andrew Bailey.
Yes. Essentially, it was calling him out without calling it out. He used a four-letter word that begins with an S when describing all the stuff that they look at. So I would wonder if they're going to allow him to use the fastball a little bit more. All that to say, he used it a season low 10% last time out against the Yankees, despite it being at its fastest.
Yes.
So I feel like he's the perfect example of just let the guy pitch the
just
way
let
that
him
he's,
pitch
when he was dominant. I know that he's had two Tommy John surgeries and his arm is probably not what it used to be and all that, but he was still ramping it up to 96. He is a fastball first pitcher. You got to let guys use what they are best at. Use
yes.
what he's been accustomed to that he won awards and World Series with.
Right, he's never been the most dominant pitcher, but he's been highly accurate. That's his whole thing, is his command of the strike zone and his ability to work the edges of the plate. And he's got some plus level stuff. So if there are, here's one of our concerns that we have with Cora that we haven't addressed head on in one of these interviews yet.
Meow.
Is that, no, that's for you too, Puss. The big question is.
I don't have any issues with him. I love him.
Well, we all love the guy. That doesn't matter. But like, who's telling who? Who's not just letting these guys go pitch? Who's forcing a game plan on them? Is there a game plan being thrust upon them? Like, are they not allowed to use exercise their free will?
He answered that with the Veritech Bailey pregame stuff, that they have a very strict sort of structured. Now, whether he believes in it or not, or he would prefer it to be a little bit different, would he prefer to trust some veterans? But his answer was basically, if they have good fastballs, we want them to throw fastballs. If they don't have good fastballs, we don't want them to be throwing a lot of fastballs. Remember that long answer after I asked him if they should be throwing more fastballs?
Yeah, yeah.
And he did the sigh, pause, lie kind of in front of Congress testimonial hearing thing.
Right. He audibly pled the fifth.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's logical. He got a little Breslowian in there where, you know, when Breslow was defending Driveline and he was like, what, you don't like guys to, you know, take good swings at good pitches, and then when there's two strikes, try to put the ball in play? You guys are opposed to the boogeyman in the room that is our hitting philosophy?
Missing the point, but yes.
Right, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, you're talking around what we're not talking about.
And that's Cora kind of went down that road with, well, if they have good fastballs, we want them to throw fastballs. But no, not really. Nobody really throws a lot of fastballs. And we talked about Giolito's start last night. He was throwing a better fastball on average.
Better fastball and better changeup, as a matter of fact.
Incrementally, you know, and maybe that's a process, and maybe that's him just getting
healthier. He was also like, he was in command. He was low in the zone last night. He wasn't leaving pitches up.
Sure, and that's always going to be location. Location, location, location. Real estate and pitching. Yep. It's the two places where that'll be always the answer. Let's actually go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Mike in Plymouth, what did you think of that Giolito start last night, Mike?
Hey, I thought it was. Hey, Andy, everybody. I thought the start was phenomenal. But here's the thing: we're talking about how great it was. I can't remember the two guys on the Rays. I'm blanking on the names. That sixth inning, those were absolute moonshots that sent Rafaela back to the deepest part of the ballpark. Yep. I think we're maybe talking about the start a little bit differently if that ball is about 20 feet to the right.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you 100%, but that's also baseball.
And that's been his entire season. Remember his first start against Toronto? He was great, and then all of a sudden he gave a back-to-back home runs. We're going, oh, Giolito kind of got shelled in this start.
This is the age-old football coaches, it's never as good as you think it is or as bad as you think it is kind of mentality. I brought it up a little bit earlier with you guys. Mm. They struck out 13 times. If they lose, I'm bitching about a team that always strikes out 10-plus times because they're terrible, this, that. They didn't. They got the runs they needed. They played a pretty clean baseball game. They got the one clutch hit from Roman Anthony that they needed to win the game. So you kind of whistle past the graveyard of 13 strikeouts. And you do the same thing with pitchers all the time. All the time. Especially places like this at Fenway Park where there's opportunities for a ball to go 308 feet and be called a home run and go 417 feet and be called an out.
Right.
And there is some good fortune there and there's some luck there and that's the classic. It's baseball, Ray. It's a humbling game in those ways, and we are a scoreboard world. Like, we saw the scoreboard. The Red Sox won. Giolito got them. Like, that wasn't out. It was, you know, the old if my aunt had balls kind of mentality.
Right. They gave up three hits, no extra base hits. They've won their last 13 games when they've done that. That's something that you can't repeat every single night.
No, right.
But so is it fair to call this Red Sox team then front runners?
In what sense of the term?
They always seem to do better. Like, when they have to come from behind, we end up with the 17 one-run losses. I don't know how many two-run losses they have. But it seems like when they get out of the first inning, get ahead early, more often than not, they're able to hold the lead. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, they've lost games early. No question. Wait,
that's what I feel like is happening too. That's the first run.
Because there's been a bunch of these games where they've fought back. And it's like... They give up 7, they cut it to 7-5, now they give up another one, it's 8-5. Oh, they score one, it's 8-6, and like they can never quite get over that hump to get back in the game. They've had a bunch of those games.
I think to your point, a lot of their mistakes seem to come from desperation, where when you are trying to battle back, either it's the bullpen falls apart, or you make an error that costs you a couple. That happened earlier in the race, in game one of the Rays series. Yeah. You kick the ball around a little bit, all of a sudden a one-run game is a three-run game, and you're playing from further behind. And I still do believe that some of the things that we've criticized Alex Cora about so much this season have also come in desperation, where you're pinch hitting in spots where if you're leading, maybe you don't have to, or you're making pitching changes where you don't have to. So they've just been in so many desperate spots it seems like that's where everything starts to unravel.
And they're not good enough to overcome the mistakes,
right?
Generally,
you don't have one guy with one swing of the bat that can fix it.
And that's why generally, like last night, I think part of that game was that it was basically a clean game. You played a relatively clean game, and I think they have to more often than not, at least to get the stank off them. If you can get a week, 10 days, 2 weeks where you play clean baseball, and we're talking about there's no real black marks to the style of play right now, maybe that will flush that, and that'll just lead to more confidence and a little bit more momentum, because it is, the game of baseball is, again, back to the Rays. This team right here wasn't good a month ago, basically, and now they're really good. Like, that's how quickly it can change, and that's why I think Alex Cora is like, yeah, it's too early for stupid trade columns and trade deadline talk, and
right.
Or idiots like us being like, just play them against lefties. They're young, and it'll help you in 2026. He's like, well, it's 2025,
yeah.
And there's more than half a season left for us to dig ourselves out of this hole.
So in my estimation, they need, if they were to pick up anything right now, everyone always needs starting.
Mason Miller.
Cliche. I'm not even worried about the close. They need another right-handed bat.
I'm a little worried about the close.
They need another right-handed
bat. That's the one hiccup, Aroldis Chapman, that hasn't blown.
Don't keep waiting for a ticking time bomb that hasn't even been incited yet.
It's the way I live life. It is what it is. Murphy's
Law. Okay, that's
law.
The way you
Andy's
live.
Andy's Law.
Okay, fine. Feel free to take
what
it from Murphy.
What can go wrong will go wrong.
Look at this show. I know. But, like, just think about this. If you're not going to get Bregman back for another 5 weeks,
okay,
can you afford to only basically live off of like Ref Snyder and Narvaez as your right-handed bats? Like, you need another right-handed bat.
If what's happened for Trevor Story in June.
Oh, Story too, right?
Can
that continue all the way to the All-Star break? Can he stay hot for another month?
Sure.
I mean.
Ish?
I'm happy you can play the optimistic side on this one.
I'm just trying to be optimistic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You were just convinced me. He's flying it a second ago.
He's
now
an all-star caliber shortstop who the manager just told us has his swagger back. He referenced something when we talked to Alex Cora earlier. If you missed it, check it out on the Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm.
He referenced something about just seeing him in the clubhouse. Like, he looks different right now. He's got a little bit of an aura, the word you used, Fitzy, for Anthony.
How do you go from, like, I can't hit the side of a barn with a plank to, you know, being able to hit a pea blindfolded. It's just unreal.
It's baseball. And ask Christian Campbell, because he went from the good to the bad. Because that's a guy right now, the opposite end of swagger and aura, whatever that is Christian Campbell. Right,
you still want him to stay up and work through this?
I want it less by the minute. Even last night, he makes an athletic play to jump up in the air, and the ball still deflects off his glove. And it's like, this is going to sound terrible. So I don't know if everybody
perfect
saw that
preface.
Play.
Okay.
He jumped behind second base, reaches back. It kind of had a weird tail to it.
Yeah.
So it hits his glove. It falls out. He's such a good athlete. As he and the ball are slow motion falling to the ground, he reaches out a second time in an awkward bending motion to try to grab the ball. I was thinking, a tweaked back right here for a 10-day stint on the IL wouldn't be the worst thing for you, kid. Just no. Grab it and jog off and just take a little break
guys,
and walk away.
What did
away.
You guys think of Cora's answer to my question about Campbell possibly go? Yeah.
It was like,
it felt a little wishy-washy.
It's not written in a Sharpie somewhere that he's going to Worcester on this date for this long.
But Abreu's supposed to only be on the IL for 10 days.
Right.
Yeah.
He said back for the San Francisco series, I think, is what he said.
And a quick side note. I think I have some news to report. Minor news.
Okay.
Just observational.
Not worth the sounder.
Everybody's been talking about Rafi Devers. He's not running out ground balls. There was a second to third that he was slow and, like, he doesn't look like he's running. There was a play, I believe it was in New York, where they tried to double him up on first. He dove back in and immediately grabbed his left groin and was, like, poking at it and stayed down on the ground for, felt like forever, but probably 30, 35, 40 seconds.
And that's why he can't play first base.
No, that's got nothing to do with first base. That's his attitude and his me first mentality. But I think he clearly pulled a groin or upper quad.
Then he's in that bad a shape. He's in that bad a shape that he leaps back to first. He's like, oh, my junk.
That doesn't mean he's in bad shape.
He's not in good shape.
Is Bregman in bad shape? He hurt his quad.
No.
You want to rip him?
Nope.
No. No.
No.
See, I turned that around on you. Somehow I had to defend Rafi there. Never saw that coming.
There's a photo of him from the previous homestand, too, of him kind of laying on the ground by second base, grabbing that same area.
It's also not the first time as well.
Rafi's
not in good shape. He's not in good shape.
Usually those guys don't pull anything because it was a famous John Kruk line. You can't pull fat. Usually if you stay nice and fat and not too muscular, you can't pull it.
Endeavors continues to prove us wrong.
Yeah. He's annoying at times. 617-779-7937. Coming up here on Odds and Ends, as we are at Fenway Park, it is the Red Sox and the Rays tonight. Waka Beulah on the mound. Fitzy says he...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He's going to bounce back and give you 8 shutout innings. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Is that it?
WEEI Afternoons here at Fenway Park. Coming up on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. For today, something a little different. We're going to replay Ted Johnson's chat with Keon White down at Patriots minicamp. Make sure you listen to see if you feel like he takes any shots at Jerod Mayo.
So, Keon White, Keon, how's it going? But how did the last 2 days go for you?
It's pretty good. Just I'm figuring it out. The coaches are figuring me out. So it's like a give and take relationship.
Yeah. How's it been with Vrabel, old teammate of mine? How's he helping you get better at your job?
I like him because he's a hard ass. So like, I really don't like a buddy, everybody's kumbaya and coach.
Okay.
And so he's like, the first thing is work. And if we get off the work, like if we lead with work, then everything else will take care of itself.
Okay. And you're not afraid of that?
Yeah, no, I respect that.
Well, good. Some new additions, Milton Williams. How's it been working with him on the D-line?
It's been good. Another guy, similar in age, me and him, so like we kind of feed off each other. He's really good at what he does. So we compete in everything we do, whether it be the weight room, whether it be out here, who's going to get to the quarterback first. And I feel like iron sharpens iron.
Iron does sharpen iron. What are your expectations for this defense? A lot of additions in the offseason, already some nice pieces with you and Christian. What are your expectations for this defense this year?
My only expectation is to be better today than we were yesterday, for real. That's the only thing we can do.
That sounds good. And what are your plans for the next 5 weeks? You going anywhere fun? Are you going to chill? What are you going to be doing?
I'm a chill. I don't really do too much around this time, like the June and July time. Because that's like we're too close to the season. I'm going to get on my diet, get my body right, everything like that.
Do they still have weight limits that you got to come in on? Is there a certain weight that they want you at?
Yeah.
What, so, are you comfortable at that weight?
Or? Yeah, it's 285, so I always play around 280, 285.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right. Does he have you doing any stuff with hand fighting? Does he got you working with anybody with that kind of stuff?
Coach Smith does a good job, so he lets the coaches be the coaches. So my coach, Mike Smith, he does a good job of coaching us all up to do what we need to do.
Okay. And what are your expectations for yourself personally this year? What do you want to see out of your game?
Same thing, just be better today than I was yesterday, every day.
Keon, thanks, man. Good luck, okay?
That was Ted Johnson with the third episode of TED Talks.
His little interviews from minicamp this week, which is wrapped up. You will next see the Patriots on the field doing practice or pretend practice, as Ted likes to call it, because he thinks that if you don't have the pads on and you're not smashing it up, then it's SAWFT. They return July.
He's right.
23rd. Real
football.
Quick, what do you think about this Hunter Dobbins audio that broke? That there now may be some discrepancies with the New York Post reports about what his dad said that happened to his dad on the Yankees, which is why Hunter Dobbins is against the Yankees and said what he said this week. Like,
not fact checking his dad. Okay, his dad told him some stories that may or may not have been true. He hates the Yankees. I don't need.
They're tall tales from dads. It's Father's Day weekend. Lay off your dad.
Guess what? My fish really wasn't that big. Guess what?
Guess what?
My blank didn't have four touchdowns. Whatever the hell it was against whatever high.
Yeah, like my blank doesn't have gravitational pull. Relax. Hey,
just get over yourself. It does. Not everything needs to be a scandalous big deal that takes over tabloid media.
It's the 21st century. It's the 1 year anniversary today of Hawk Tua. Everyone has to always have something scandalous and ridiculous to go viral.
I hate it.
That I said Hawk Tua, everyone out there.
Let's just focus on real sports, real events, real notoriety. Roman Anthony, night 3, Fenway Park.
As they call him, Jock Tua.
I don't love that at all. In fact, that is going to put a bullet in the end of this show here on WEEI Afternoon.
I did it!
Fenway Park, if you're coming down, by the way, it's towel giveaway night. They are very nice. They're sort of like those City Connect green towels. They match the jerseys.
Oh, we find Arcans Connect so we can score a couple.
We got to find our guy, see if he's out there, see if we can bring those home. I could use that on vacation. We will... We will talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6. WEEI Afternoons will be back, hopefully talking about another Red Sox win, get a little momentum going here. No Ted Johnson. He's on vacation, so it'll be a little throwback Fitzy and Hot program with a little Dan Ball mixed in. Stiz, great job back at the Brighton Studios, powered by Verizon. We're on our way back, bud. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.